name is Joe Drinan. I live in Chichester. The line is not going through our property. I don't even think that we're going to see it. So my comments here are really larger than Chichester's interests, and that is for the whole state, the state that I love. Is Senator Shaheen's representative still here? Great. Thank you for being here. Very much appreciate that. Is Senator Ayotte's representative still here? Thank you very much for being here. Is Governor Lynch's representative here? Governor Lynch's representative, please. Sorry. I guess they didn't show up tonight. Thank you very much for the two senators having their representatives here. I lived in the Seacoast in the 1970s, and Aristotle Onassis was going to put an oil refinery on the Isle of Shoals. Some of you may remember that. And it seemed like it was going to be a fait accompli until an activist, at the time she was an activist anyway, I hope she finishes her political career as an activist, and that is Senator Shaheen was very active in preventing Aristotle Onassis from putting that refinery up on that beautiful seacoast of New Hampshire. This whole project is like the symphony, the March of the Wilkies. I kind of feel like the Department of Energy is like the March of the Wilkies. And it's almost like it's overwhelming power there's nothing you can do about it. They hold these scoping meetings so that we can hear the kids vent, because we're eventually going to have this anyway. There's only one way that we're going to prevent this thing from happening. It's not the scoping meetings. It's going to be Senator Shaheen, Senator Ayotte, and our absent governor. We have got to get them not just to make sure that there's no conflict of interest when it comes to the environmental study. It's not just so that we have 9 scoping meetings instead of 6 scoping meetings. They have got to come out against this thing and be an activist in preventing this thing from happening. Thank you.
Thank you, George.